Welcome to Gardening Talkback on 2NURFM. Greg Richard with Judy Sharp. Great to see you once again, Judy.
Yeah, I'm really pleased to see you today, Greg.
Hi.
Yeah, I miss you when you're not here.
I had a bit of the sniffles last week.
Oh, well, I'm glad you kind of sniffled at home.
You don't want to be sneezing all over you.
No.
Even the best of times, you don't want anyone sneezing all over you.
No, definitely not. But then again, you know, Mark's a bit of fun, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, because I like to set him up a bit sometimes.
All rightio. So yeah. Basically the same trick you get with me.
No, because you do know the answers now a bit. I hope he's not listening out there.
I don't think I do know many of the answers. I'm dumb. I just guess most of the time. I don't know what I usually say.
You've been guessing for years now, Greg.
What have you got for us today, Judy?
Oh, okay. A lot of things we need to talk about. Newly planted roses, indoor plants, chrysanthemums, citrus leaf miner. It's a bug.
Mm-hmm.
Stink bugs. They're bugs too.
Okay.
climbing roses. I want to talk about those and also talk about our spring annuals, our flowers that will be coming up when the weather does improve.
Sure, we're not talking about spring already.
Well, you know, they start to emerge. Well, they're already growing, but they do start to flower probably about the end of July, early August.
Okay.
And they need a bit of help. Winter is rolling on, you know.
Yep.
It's not that far to go. If you've planted new roses
mm-hmm.
in the last couple of weeks, I'm not talking about pruning the roses.
No. Just
not
let
at
them
this
go.
Stage. No, let them go, the regular ones that you've already got growing. But the newly planted roses, they will need a drink of water each day.
Okay.
So that's
Well, I should get that today.
Yes, definitely.
Unless they're not indoors.
No, they're not indoors, no. But, you know, obviously we're going to get storms and that, so you may not need to go out and get wet and water the roses. But a lot of people forget to water the newly planted ones.
Rightio.
Mm. At this time of year because it's not hot.
Yep.
So that's the first hint today.
That's a usual common misconception, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it's cold and like today, don't need the water today, they'll be
fine. No, that's right. And the ground can become very dry very quickly because of the winds.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, you know, I mean, we discount a lot of reasons why things happen in the garden. But, you know, we also need to look at the indoor plants. My old stomping ground, the maidenhair fern.
Yep.
Indoor plants now, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've been pumping the aircon on all the time.
Well, I don't know about the air. I've just got a little heater that I just sit next to and hope for the best.
Yeah, well, I have to remember Arthur.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do turn the aircon off and on.
Yep.
But it's a very, very well-controlled one.
Mm.
But I think all the time, okay, the indoor plants, they're starting to feel too hot. So I'd like our gardening listeners out there to remember that and start to not overwater their indoor house plants, but definitely something like maidenhairs or ferns, they will require a little extra help.
Right.
The spraying, you know that, you know, every second day the spraying.
I was just about to suggest, do we just spray them or?
Yeah, of course, every second day, but then you water on the other days. But you've got to be very careful not to overwater indoor plants, but everyone neglects them in winter.
Yep. So, well, you've got to kind of take extra care, don't you? If you've got heating and stuff
they're
going to be dried out. And
yeah. And I was checking something on Facebook today and I saw a friend of mine had her indoor fire on raging for her doggy.
Yep.
And I thought, well, boy, oh, boy, if you've got a big fire like that going, don't forget the plants if you're out there listening.
Yeah. Well, don't have the plants near the fire as well.
Well, the dog was loving it, of course, yeah.
We've got Des from Wall's End. And he's got a question about roses.
Hello, Des. How can I help you?
Hi, Judy. I'm looking for a rose called Yvonne Kenny. Would you have it in your range?
Oh, look, I'm sorry I don't, Des. But, you know, I'd try Swains in Sydney. Swains in Sydney. And then there is also Trelaw's in Victoria.
It's a long walk.
But, you know, they grow a lot of roses too, you see. So you're going to have a better choice. But all you can do really, Des, is ring around some of the nurseries, but I have no knowledge of that one at all. Tell me what colour it is.
I'd have to ask my wife. I haven't got a clue.
It's a yellowy colour with a pink tinge.
It's a lemon colour with a pink tinge.
Right, okay, right here. Well, I've got a lovely one called Crepuscule. It's a little bit like that, but no, that's stiff. No, it's more apricot than that. Look, honestly, I think if you just ring around and see if you can find one, but if you can write that down, Trelaw's in Victoria.
And yeah, I've got that.
You got that? And Swain's in Sydney. And they're always very helpful, and if they don't grow it, well, they'll probably be able to tell you where you could get it.
Well, Swain's, if they had it, they supply a few nurseries in Newcastle, don't they?
So they
might be able to send it there, and I might be able to pick it up.
Yeah, definitely. They will work that way with you, definitely.
Okay.
Okay, Des, good luck with that. I'm sorry I didn't have any better advice for you.
I'm told it's got a beautiful perfume.
Ah, well, that's what you want in a rose, isn't it?
It's what my wife wants.
It's like the city of Newcastle, that beautiful red. The perfume's amazing.
Yes, the city of Newcastle smells much better since BHP went.
Oh, Des, you're full of it all today.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Good luck with it. Let us know if you get one.
Yeah, I will. Thanks,
okay.
Judy.
Thank you, Des. Bye.
Cheers, Des. Gardening Talk back on 2 NUR FM. And, Judy, you want to look at citrus leaf miner as well. A bit of them floating around at the moment,
oh,
is there?
Yes, there is. Yes, definitely. And not only the citrus leaf miner, but the stink bugs are out.
Oh.
Yeah.
And by the name, I'm assuming they're not great.
No, no.
On the perfume, it's a bit different from the rose.
You know what they're like. They're hard-backed beetles.
Yep.
And they, if you touch them or anything, they throw this awful stuff at you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they're not nice at all. So they're both around at the moment and they need watching. So the citrus leaf miner is attacking the new growth.
Yep.
And I was talking last week when Mark was here about that. I don't always spray for the citrus leaf miner, but then I looked at my poor little lime tree, and I thought, no, I've got to start doing something. So I went shopping to find something that would do both the citrus leaf miner and the stink bugs.
Oh, okay, so two for one.
Two for one, and a lot of other things too. Right. We could talk about that a little bit later if you like.
Oh, I think we might just do a little teaser of what that might have been,
yes,
what you've got.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, what's the one that starts with P that you always mention?
Pyrethrum.
Pyrethrum.
Yeah, that's the one we use for those dreadful clivia bugs.
Okay.
Caterpillars, yeah.
So they would be no good?
Look, probably not. It's more a contact spray.
Yep.
With those two pests, we really need something that's going to, they're going to get absorption from.
Okay.
And then hence we'd hope they die.
Hope. It's Gardening Talk back on 2NUR FM. We've got Gary from Fern Bay. And Judy wants to know if he can move his dwarf citrus tree.
Oh, Gary, how big is it?
It's only less than a metre high. It's living in the shadow of a frangipani tree, unfortunately.
Ah, right, not getting enough sun.
Look, no.
I think if you're going to move it, sure, particularly while we've got this rain coming around, and make sure you find the right spot in the full sun, of course.
That's the plan. That's the plan.
You know, just dig deeply so you're not damaging the root system.
Yep.
And have your hole ready and, you know, not to plant the graft lower than the soil, don't you?
Yep.
Okay.
A geranium will be sacrificed for it, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. Put the geranium in a pot.
Yep. My other question, Judy. Mine's gone blank. I've got a number of Morea that are in full sun or mostly sun. They have been there for over 9 years. They grow right up to the eaves and not had a single flower ever.
Hello. Do you prune them, Gary, at the wrong time?
Aha.
Okay, well, maybe that's the problem. Do you hit them with cow manure?
No.
Well, that's what they love.
Yep.
Okay, so a lot of cow manure, but maybe what's your pruning? Look, I've just had my hedges pruned and they haven't got a lot of growth on them, so obviously they're not going to flower, are they?
They grow, as I said, right up to the eaves.
Yeah.
But not a flower. They grow very well, but no flowers.
No flowers, but you're getting plenty of growth on them. But
yep.
Maybe you're pruning them at the wrong time, Gary, because they'll flower a couple of times a year.
Well, I'll have to try that, but I said they've never had a flower yet.
Yeah, okay. Plenty of cow manure, please. They love it.
I'll get some bull for them. Thank you for that, Judy. I'll change some of my little actions.
Okay, and thank you for the call again, Gary. I know you're a regular. It's lovely talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Gary. We've got Brian from Swansea, and, well, he's been sprayed with a stink bug.
Oh, Brian, that would have been very painful.
Hiya, Judy. I guess you know about it, but I was pruning an orange tree about 5 years ago, and it was full of stink bugs. I thought I'll prune a lot of it off before I spray. But as I was pruning, one of them shot the whatever it is they shoot out and wherever they shoot it from. But it went straight in my eye.
Oh.
And it was in immediate intense pain. So I just had to jump off the ladder and run straight in the bathroom and wash it for about 10 minutes. But eventually the pain went away. But I thought I was going to lose my eye when it happened. And I thought, well, I should, because I heard you talking about stink bugs earlier, so I thought I should ring Judy up and just share the information with the listeners just in case they're out there pruning citrus trees and they get stung in the eye.
No, look, it really is a difficult situation, the stink bugs, because they retaliate very quickly like they did with you. So, you know, it is a case of, you know, you get so many on them, don't you?
Yes, and I thought, well, at least if someone gets stung, they'll know just to splash it with water for about 10 minutes and it will go away.
Yep.
But as soon as it happens, yeah, they should get the water onto it, I think.
Yeah, well, that's really good advice, Brian. And, look, I appreciate your call ringing, telling us that. But I would have thought I will run down to the doctors if I got stung by them. But you did the sensible thing, didn't you?
Well, I think so. Well, I had to do something. It was just incredibly intense, so I had to do something, and that's what I did, so I thought I'd just ring you up and let you know.
Well, you're a good doctor. You're a very good doctor.
And you're a good person. I listen to 2NURFM. I'm in my garage now, and I always had the radio going on 2NURFM, and I always hear your show, and you do a lot of good for people with their gardens, and you sound like a very nice lady.
Oh, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate that, but Brian, I couldn't function without Greg or Mark, but Greg.
I know Greg's in the background. He sounds like a bit of a character, actually.
Oh, he's young. He's young, Brian. That's why he's a bit of a character. But he does grow. What is it you grow again, Greg?
Chilies.
Oh, chilies. I always forget
They're flowering as well again.
Are they?
I don't know why.
Oh, see, I'll have to give him some advice off air, Brian.
When you say he does grow, I thought you were going to say he grows old like me. It doesn't take long.
I'm fighting with that too, Brian.
enjoy your young years, Greg.
Oh, years, trust me. I could tell you sometimes he's not here with me and, you know, I don't know what he gets up to when he's not.
Well, he could be a naughty boy, you don't know.
He could be.
Keep your secrets to yourself, Greg.
I will do. No one knows.
Thanks, Brian, for the call. I appreciate it.
See you. Bye.
Cheers, Brian. We've got Gary now from Bolton Point and he's trying to get rid of his pawpaw tree. He's got mould on it.
Oh, gee, that's no good. But are you surprised, Gary? I mean, you know, we've had so much rain, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We've had quite a lot. But they started off all right. We bought them as young plants in the pot. And we actually end up striking some from seed as well.
Right, yep.
And the ones that we got from pot, they're probably about a metre tall now. And they've been in the ground for probably about 6 months. And they've got all this mouldy stuff on underneath the leaves, and they start actually starting to flower, the big ones. We're just having trouble trying to get rid of this mould.
And the mould's under the leaves, not on the trunk or the branches.
No, it's underneath
on
the leaves.
On the leaves, okay.
Yeah,
well, let's try copper oxychloride.
Yep.
And see if that does the job for you. I'm pretty sure it will, because. You know, I mean, I don't know why you're getting it under the leaves.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. And we've got some other younger ones in another garden away from these ones, and they're doing fine.
Okay, so what's your soil like, Gary?
Sandy.
Sandy, okay. Well, you shouldn't have, you shouldn't be getting mould with sandy soil. You'd think they'd be draining away quickly.
Yeah, it drains pretty well.
Yeah. Look, I'd also maybe spray the copper oxychloride into the soil.
Okay.
Okay, try that, yep. Gary, and give me a buzz back in a week or so, or a couple of weeks, yep. and let us know how that went.
Will do.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call.
Yep, thanks very much, Judy.
Bye.
Okay. See ya.
Cheers, thanks, Gary. It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. You've got a question for Judy Sharp, 49216216. But, Judy, we just spoke about stink bugs again.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that spray that you brought in.
Yes.
That gets rid of a lot, actually.
It does. Is that all right if we talk about it, Greg? Okay. Look, I actually bought it at Coles because I was getting a bit desperate.
Other supermarkets are available. But,
Well, okay, yes, but that's where I go. Yeah, they are. And, of course, there are plenty of other places where you should find this product. Mm-hmm. But I was a bit excited when I saw it because that's where I get the spray I use, you know, for the...
Roses?
Roses. No. You asked me. The pyrethrum.
Oh, pyrethrum, yeah,
for
that's
the clivia
right, yeah.
pest. Oh, that's right, yep. So I thought I'd better get a stack of that in because they'll come soon.
Yep.
And then I found this multi-crop, that's the brand name, Eco Pest Oil. And it's a ready-to-use, which I'm very happy with these days. Yep. Saves me mixing up the chemicals. And it was amazing the things that it does control. It controls scales, mites, mealybug, leaf miners, white flies, aphids. And so there are so many things there that you can use this product for. I have to say I haven't experimented with it yet, but okay. I will, Greg, because I'm going to attack my little lime tree.
All right. Well, it's pretty handy if you get it all in one, though.
Oh, yeah, and it works, if it works.
If it works, yeah.
If it works, we'll talk about this.
We might not be talking about it next week. We've got Peter from Seahampton, and he's looking for some information about the mulberry tree.
Oh, Peter, I'm going to tell you is they're gorgeous, aren't they?
Oh, they're lovely when they fruit. I'm used to them fruiting, but we bought a house, and there's one in the back paddock. And the first year, it just had little green mulberries on. I thought, what will I do? And then my friend suggested clean all the weeds and scrub out from underneath it. And then the next year it got little red mulberries on it. But now I'm thinking it's so tall, it's been like, it hasn't been looked after for like decades. So I thought, what do I do now to get some fruit on? Do I prune it or chop the top off? Or what do you do?
Okay, so how high is it, Peter?
At the moment, it's probably about 6 metres high.
Oh, right, okay, good height.
Yeah, but it's getting too high. I can't, like, reach it. We can only reach the bottom branches.
Yeah, look, it's all right to prune it back a bit, particularly now because it's in the dormant stage.
How much is a bit?
Look, do you want me to come up and do it? I need to be standing there to tell you that. Would take a third of the growth off.
Oh, right, yeah.
A third of the growth. But, you know, when you do that, Peter, you've got to reward the tree with something. So what would you normally fertilise with?
Oh, nothing. It's grown in the back paddock. I really don't know much about mulberry other than what I've been told third hand.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's hit it with something, maybe a good dose of cow manure.
Okay. Oh, it's a horse paddock, so Matt, what's horse manure like?
Oh, horse is not the best fertiliser.
Okay, no problem. I'll get some cow poo.
Yeah, get some cow poo. And maybe if you also got an all-purpose fertiliser for a fruit tree.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, and you will see those on the shelf and maybe give it the cow manure first, then in a couple of weeks' time, because it won't be long before they'll start to get their leaves, I'd give it the fertiliser for a fruit tree.
Okay, I'll give it a go. So I'll just chop the top third off.
Don't get citrus fertiliser, will you?
No, okay.
No, we want something for fruiting.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okie dokie.
So it's got a lot of spindly branches on it.
Okay, well, maybe get those cut off because, you know, a lot of the goodness is going to those spindly branches. But, you know, mulberry trees fruit very easily.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, it's been, like I said, the first year was like just had little green bits and now little green mulberries. Now, last year it's had little red mulberries. So I thought, if I do something this year, I might get some bigger ones.
Yeah, well, don't prune it too hard, though, remember, because it's the fertilising that's going to help you, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. I'll give that a go.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call, Peter.
Thanks for your help.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Peter. And Judy Sharp, just before you go, you've got a few things you still want to mention. Chrysanthemums?
Chrysanthemums?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct, yes.
Yes. Well, we did have a listener ring in last week about chrysanthemums. He had them growing in pots and he wanted to know could he plant them out in the garden. So I thought today I might deal with that a little bit. Yes, they can be planted out in the garden. Now is the right time to do so. So you just prune them back a bit and plant them in the garden and then maybe hit them with some flourish for flowering. So they'll kick in again for next season. Mother's Day is when chrysanthemums flower. Right. You know that, of course.
Of course,
you
yeah.
always give your mum a lovely that's, bunch of chrysanthemums.
That's the stock standard
flower
to give.
Yes, of course it is. Yeah. It is, definitely, yeah. So we've, you know, that was just one item I wanted to deal with today, but the other thing is climbing roses. Have I got another minute?
Well, do you just want to do Janita from Morissette Park?
Oh, yes. We won't keep her waiting. No, that's a good idea.
Hello, Janita. You've got a happy plant that's not happy.
No, not happy. I moved its location from under the patio to another patio, but it's more exposed to the wind and it's quite yellow. I've hit it with sea salt and some, you know, some of those little you buy them in a thing.
I'm guessing here, Janita, but I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about. But yellow indicates it's looking for something to green it up.
Okay.
Now, you could probably find that with a product called Flourish and just look for Flourish for greening because it's obviously missing some element if it's yellowing.
Oh, it is missing something, I can assure you.
Now, tell me, Janita, is it inside or out in the open?
No, it's under my front porch.
Right, okay, so it would be getting the cold.
It would be getting some cold and it would probably be getting the winds as they blow in because, you know, as you come to your front porch, it's just that little roofy thing.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, obviously, I hate to tell you, it might need to go inside for a little while.
Okay.
But do get a fertiliser that will green it up.
Yes, okay, shall do that.
Okay. Have you done anything like that, fertilising it at all?
No. Yes, I put some sea salt on it.
Oh, sea salt only boosts the root growth.
Okay.
Dropped that and we're going to get something to green it up.
Okay, not a problem. So Flourish Green or whatever it's called.
Flourish for greening.
All right, I'm going to Bunnings. I'm on the way to Bunnings now, so I will get some.
Okay, fingers crossed on that one, and let us know how you get on.
I shall. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Janita. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Judy Shay, we're just about out of time, but you just quickly want to talk about climbing roses.
Oh, I definitely do, because when we're talking about roses now, everyone will get itchy fingers to start pruning their roses, and that's all right, but not the climbers, Greg.
Okay.
If they prune their climbers now, they don't flower for them in spring. Climbers are never pruned at the same time as bush roses or floribundas. You have to wait till they flower in spring and then you cut them back.
So you cut them back in summer or after summer?
Oh, spring. They'll flower in spring. They'll flower from spring going on to summer.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever everyone will flower at different time mostly. Mine are beautiful at the late time in spring. But I always wait till after that before you prune them.
All right, Judy Sharp, thank you very much. We'll catch you again next Monday.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.